and her kid that works outside as Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care at our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
The Maple River Basketball Association wishes the Eagles good luck in today's game. They support Maple River Basketball in grades K through 12 with fundraisers to help athletes compete at the highest level. Money raised is used to fund youth camps and tournaments, uniforms for all levels, practice gear, summer league basketball, and more. And you can help by supporting these fundraisers, including the golf tournament held every June. Contact Eric Ward to find out more or to become involved with the Maple River Basketball Association. If you're planning a construction project, call BMB Construction in Good Thunder. They specialize in residential construction and renovation and offer free consultation and estimates. They'll make sure your project is quality built and designed to meet your needs. BMB Construction has been building homes in the Maple River area and surrounding communities since 1999. Whether it's a new custom home or an addition to your existing home, call 507-278-3609 for BMB Construction of Good Thunder. And we're back here on our pregame show, and Maple River head coach Chad Osterman joining us as the Eagles getting set to take on Minnesota Valley Lutheran here tonight. Well, 6-4 as we head into January here now, Chad, and you had a couple losses in that early tournament, then you reeled off 6 wins in a row. And a couple losses coming out of the holiday tournament. So here we go into January. And I don't know, your assessment of this start to the season at 6-4?
Well, you know, we all always want to do better record-wise, but, you know, the kids are continuing to work hard. It was we played 10 different opponents, which was really good for us. Kind of get to reset now going into conference season, and had a great week and a half here of practice, which we needed to get better. We have like we've talked about, some younger players, and just moving on the fly, figuring things out as we go. Much more difficult when we're playing the back-to-back games like we have been playing. Don't have so many more of those now, pending weather cancellations or postponements. So like where we're at, like how the kids have responded here in the last, like I said, 10 days to getting better, and hopefully we move forward here in the conference season and do well.
All right. Last game was back on December 28th against Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial in the Bethany tournament. Ended up 55-51, Chad. It was a close game. I'm feeling that you had your chances there. You could have tipped it your way if things would have went right, I guess.
Yeah, we had a really bad end of the first half that I think they went on an 8-0 run in 40 seconds, and we went from up 3 to down 5 in about 40 seconds. So that was a bad stretch, and then a little bit of a bad stretch in the second half. But other than that, played fairly even with them, and then did have our chances towards the end of the game and didn't come through. But again, part of that was just learning experiences, putting our guys in a position there that maybe they haven't been in, on the, at least on the varsity level, of being able to tie the game or win the game at the end. So hopefully that's a learning experience, and we can gain from that and move forward.
Okay, Minnesota Valley Lutheran here tonight. They're 5-4. They played in the Bethany tournament too. They, like you did, lost to JWP, and then they beat New Ulm and Mankato Loyola, and so their last game was that tournament, too. So I'm thinking both of you are getting anxious to get a game going here, aren't you?
Yeah, I think probably that's correct. Both teams are. they lost their first three games of the year. They have some younger players as well, so they're playing really well, winning five of their last six. And, of course, just lost to JWP in the Bethany tournament like us, and then beat New Ulm and Mankato Loyola to take home the consolation championship. They got a lot of good players, talent. They do some things really well. So it'll be a good challenge for us. And, of course, it's the first conference game at their new facility and also in our new conference. So kind of a lot of excitement built up for this game, especially when you have to wait this long to play it.
For sure. And, yeah, you mentioned how they play, which they're good at some things. They do some things that maybe other teams don't too, right?
Yeah, they really play well in transition. They're a very good offensive transition team, and they have multiple players that can bring the ball up the court, multiple guys that can finish at the basket and shoot the three-point shot in transition. So that'll be a big key for us. And then they also they've always been fairly athletic, and this year's no different. Some of the guys are maybe just a little bit younger than normal, but a couple of 6'3", 6'4", guys that are really athletic that really rebound the ball very well. So those will be our biggest two concerns going into the game. If we can mitigate some of that stuff, then we're going to have a better chance to have success.
All right. Keys tonight here then, Chad. What are you telling your guys they got to get done to come away with the win?
Yeah, like I said, the transition defense, our conversion from offense to defense will be a big key. Being able to keep them off the glass, especially on their offensive end and our defensive end, that'll be a big key. We don't want to give them any easy baskets that way. And then being able to, for us, again, learning from the previous 10 games, when we take care of the basketball and don't have live ball turnovers to the other team where they can transition, we do well on offense. So those things will be the key. And if we do those things, we'll have a good chance for success.
All right, folks, there you go. That's Chad Osterman, Maple River head coach, on our pregame. We'll take a break. Back with more coming up in just a minute.
Get the most out of your vehicle with full-service maintenance, tires, and repairs from D&K Tire Service. They're your complete tire headquarters for passenger tires to farm tires, including on-the-farm service, and they sell all major brands. Regular maintenance is one of the most important things you can do to extend the life of your vehicle. And at D&K Tire Service, they'll help you keep your equipment running smoothly. Call for your appointment today at D&K Tire Service of Amboy, Lake Crystal, and Truman. Vernon Center Lumber is your Pella Windows and Doors dealer. They can provide your building materials and supplies. And besides Pella Windows and Doors, Vernon Center Lumber has pole barns, Cambria countertops, plus they do new homes and remodels, and free delivery and design help too, plus much, much more. Calvin invites you to stop in to Vernon Center Lumber on Main Street in downtown Vernon Center.
The attorneys at Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson are experienced with all stages of real estate transactions, from drafting purchase agreements to closing on the sale. They also provide the convenience of an in-house abstractor through Abstract and Title Services of Southern Minnesota. For experienced legal representation and convenience service in your real estate transaction, contact Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson, providing legal services in Southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
In Minnesota Valley Lutheran, getting ready for the start of this one between Maple River and MBL, South Central, the newly created South Central Conference. And we're ready to go with the starting lineups here. First for Maple River, the starters: Wyatt Burr, 6'7", senior; Zach Trio, 6' junior; Tyler Hines, 5'10", sophomore; Avery Bergman, a 6' sophomore; and Cole Davis, the 6'1", sophomore. For Minnesota Valley Lutheran, Brennan Bendix, 5'11", senior; Connor Bodie, 5'6", junior; Blake Sexton, a 6'3", sophomore; Luke Merseth, 6'4", junior; and Ethan Shouland, a 5'10", junior. The starters for Craig Morgan and the MBL Chargers, they are
5-4 on the season. Maple River at 6-4 coming in to today's game. And we are just about ready to go here. Wyatt Burr will jump at center court for Maple River. And Blake Sexton will jump for Minnesota Valley Lutheran as we get this one started here this evening. And the opening tap swatted into the backcourt, and it's scooped up there by Tyler Hines. And the Eagles will have the ball first. Zach Trio out on top, gets it to the right side. Nice bounce pass down low for Wyatt Burr, and he lays it in for the bucket. And quickly, MBL jumps out to a 2-0 lead. Charger ball now, back the other way. Left side, Sexton has it to the right corner for Bendix. He drives the baseline, kicks it out to the left corner. Quick ball movement by MBL around to the right corner for a 3, taken by Bendix, and it's no good. Rebound comes off for Maple River, and here come the Eagles into the front court. Tyler Hines back off to Cole Davis. On to the top now. Avery Bergman has it over to Hines again. Now Trio at the point. Around to the left side for Hines. Bergman, Cole Davis on the right wing. Penetrates just inside the elbow and hits the shot there just in the corner of the lane. And Cole Davis has his first two, and Maple River off to a 4-0 lead. Charger ball back the other way. Driving into the lane, Bodie has it. Gets it off now for Merseth. And they'll kick it back out and reset here. Bodie on top. Around to the left corner, Ethan Schauland has it. Off for Bendix. He drives left side. He hit the side of the board with his shot, but it was because Cole Davis got a hand on it and knocked it out of bounds. It'll stay Minnesota Valley Lutheran ball. They'll inbound from underneath into the left side for Sexton. Sexton now to Schauland. He drives up left side, missed the shot. Rebound tips out. Maple River comes away with it. Bergman takes it all the way. A stumbling shot underneath, no good, and the rebound to MBL. And back the other way, Bodie into the front court, drops it back now for Bendix. Brennan Bendix gets it off now to Sexton, and they work it down to the baseline right side. Merseth has it. Merseth on the right wing, just inside the three-point stripe, back to the top of the key. Now dumped back to Merseth, off the pass by Sexton, no good, and a whistle. And we have a charging foul on that. It's going to be a charge on Merseth. And that is his first foul. And it is the first team foul for the Chargers. That's the first foul of the game. Maple River 4-0. Chargers yet to crack the seal here yet. Here's a running shot right side. No good by Tyler Hines. But the rebound tipped out to Maple River. And they'll have another offensive opportunity. And a drive there by Trio. His shot off, no good. Rebound, Chargers. Pass ahead, layup underneath, no good, but a foul. They got it ahead to Ethan Schauland, and he is fouled on the play. And we'll go to the line to shoot two for the Chargers. And the Maple River foul was on Bergman. And that's his first, the first on Maple River. Free throw is good by Schauland. He'll get another one. And that one on the way, good again. So Ethan Schauland finally gets the first two in for the Chargers. 4-2, Maple River has the lead. 15-18 to go here in the first half as Hines brings it into the front court for Maple River to Bergman on the left side. Bergman drives the baselines, cut off there by Merseth. And he'll dribble back toward the top. Picked up his dribble. Now gets it off to Hines. And now a poke away from Hines. And almost stolen in the backcourt. But coming back to help. Davis now ahead. And a layup good by Wyatt Burr at the other end. That was quite a turn there. Chargers had a steal, it looked like. But the Eagles got it back. They get it ahead to Burr for the layup. And it's 6-2. Charger ball right baseline. Merseth with it. Back on top for Bendix. Now off. And a spin move in the lane. Flipped up off the glass. No good by Sexton. And the rebound off for Maple River. Hines into the front court. Davis right wing. 2-3 zone here right now by the Chargers. And a three-pointer by Bergman is good. Avery Bergman hits the three from the left wing. And the Eagles now lead it 9-2. Chargers reverse layup underneath by Merseth. No good. And the rebound off for the Eagles. Quickly ahead into the lane to Burr. Back out Davis for three. And he buries another one. Nothing but net. And Davis now with five. And a big run for the Eagles. Has him up by 10. Timeout Chargers. 13:50 to go first half. 12-2 Maple River leads. We're back in a minute.
New Way K&H Cooperative offers Senex Superlube TMS, the parasynthetic diesel engine oil built for hardworking equipment. Superlube TMS delivers superior sludge protection, extended oil life, and durability to keep your engines running strong in the toughest conditions. Right now, during the New Way K&H Cooperative Winter Oil Tote Sale, save 40% on Gravity Totes, plus great deals on Senex Oil and Grease. Buy 100 gallons and get a $50 Visa gift card. Call New Way K&H Cooperative or visit newway-k&h.com today.
At the Soda Group True Real Estate, we're committed to providing our clients with the best possible experience in any real estate transaction. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, see me, team leader Tara Garbus, or any of the Soda Group, including Amy, Kaylee, Jen, Megan, and Kaylee. If you have any questions about your real estate needs, call 507-327-6370 to make an appointment or check out any of our Facebook pages. The Soda Group True Real Estate, your hometown real estate professionals serving all of southern Minnesota.
Charger ball after the timeout. Merseth has it right side, goes down to the low block underneath. And Trace Gunderson, who checked in during that timeout for MBL, gets the ball down low. And a foul called on Tyler Hines. First on him, second on Maple River. Not a shooting foul, and the Chargers will inbound from underneath. So Trace Gunderson is in the game now. He's a 6'3 sophomore. Out right wing, here's a three-point try by Bodie. No good. And the rebound went off of the Chargers underneath. The Chargers 0 of 5 on their first five shots from the floor. They're only scoring a couple of free throws from Ethan Shaolin. Maple River, a good start in this one, leads it 12-2, and they have the ball again. Hines into the front court, back out on top. Trio down underneath for Burr, and his shot won't go. In traffic there, he couldn't quite get it over the rim to get it to go in. And here come the Chargers back the other way. Three-point shot, good from the right wing by Ethan Shaoland, and he's got all the Charger points so far. And it's now a 12-5 game. Maple River back the other way. Right side, Tyler Hines has it. Eagles have not subbed yet. Down underneath, Trio lost it on the baseline, but he bounced it off one of the MBL players, and it goes off of him, so it'll stay Maple River ball. They'll inbound from underneath. And here comes the first Eagle substitution here tonight. It's Carson Healy, the 6'2 junior, coming in. Tyler Hines will come out. Eagles will inbound from underneath. Inbounded right wing to Burr. Burr hands it off to Trio, and he'll reset on top. Zach Trio for Maple River, and boy, Bodie really hounding him out there. Now he finally gets it to Burr, and his bounce pass to Davis. Down low goes out of bounds, and that'll be the first turnover on Maple River. And Minnesota Valley Lutheran gets it back. Right side, Gunderson leaves it for Merseth. Now to the right corner, three-point try, good. That is Owen Burkholz, who checked in a little bit ago for the Chargers, and he came off a pick on the baseline there. And Burkholz, the 5'10 sophomore, drains it for MBL, and just like that, they're back within four. And the Eagles lose it again, trying to get it to Bergman in the lane. Second turnover. Here come the Chargers back the other way again. Right side, here's Burkholz again, and he hits the three. And the crowd getting in it now as the Chargers now on a 9-0 run to get back within one. Davis right side. Here's the Eagles. Left side, Bergman. He'll try a three. That rims out no good. And the rebound off for MBL. Bodie has it. He'll bring it up. Gets it ahead right side. Burkholz down to the corner. That's Schauland in the left corner. Drives the baseline back over to Burkholz. And a whistle and travel call on Burkholz as he kind of fumbled the catch of that pass. First turnover on the Chargers, and it goes back to Maple River. 11:07 to go here in the first half. 12-11. Eagles lead the Chargers by one. And Maple River inbounds. It'll be Zach Trio trotting it into the front court. On the Big Eye Minnesota scoreboard, 12-11. Maple River was up by 10. They're now only up by one. Down underneath they go. And a shot, good. Banked in by Carson Healy. And he has his first two of the game. Chargers back the other way. Here's Burkholz on a drive in the lane, and he lays it in. Owen Burkholz coming off the bench. He's got eight now for Minnesota Valley Lutheran. And it's a 16-13 three-point edge for Maple River. Carson Healy out on top, goes to the right side. Davis drives into the paint, shoots it up, and the bounce around the rim a few times finally drops through. Seven for Davis now, and 18-13. Eagles back up by five. And here come the Chargers back the other way. Three-point shot right side, no good by Burkholz this time. And the rebound off for Maple River. Trio into the front court, 9:48 left to go, first half. 18-13, Eagles with a five-point lead. And the Eagles now have Carson Urban in the game, and now a whistle. And that's an offensive foul, an illegal pick there by Maple River. And it's on Carson Healy. That's his first, third on the Eagles now, and their third turnover. Chargers have the ball back. And here's a three-point shot right side. Good by Pearson Brow, who checked in a little bit ago. So Brow off the bench drains a three. A little bit of backcourt pressure for the Chargers. Brow is a 6'4 freshman. Davis for three. Right corner is off, no good. Rebound comes out long, back to Davis. Another three from the right wing, no good. And on the rebound, a foul on Maple River. So we mentioned Carson Urban, the 5'8 senior in there now for the Eagles. And trying to get rid of the noise here, but we're having trouble finding a spot here. We're in cramped quarters here at MBL, 18-16. That last foul on Healy, and that is his second. The fifth on Maple River. Charger ball now. Left wing, here's another three-point try. That one no good by Burkholz. Rebound, though, out on the right baseline, and a shot up no good by Brendan Bendix. And finally cleared out of there by Maple River. Eagles still lead by two. And back the other way. The Eagles have it down underneath. Ball knocked loose, but it goes out of bounds off of Maple River, or off of Minnesota Valley Lutheran. And it will be Eagle ball inbounded underneath. Few substitutions. Zach Trio will put it in, 8:16 left to go here in the first half. Eagles lead 18-16, lobbed in right in front to Burr, and he knocks it down. Just lobbed it to him right in front of the basket. 6 points now for Wyatt Burr, and back the other way, and a drive up the left side. Pearson Brow for the bucket and a foul. And Brow now with the chance at a three-point play. He's fouled by Carson Healy again, and Healy picks up his third foul, and he'll have to come out. And so the First man off the bench for the Eagles in foul trouble. He won't play the rest of this half, I'm sure. And the free throw is good by Brow. 6 points for him, and it's 20-19 now. Just a one-point lead for Maple River on the Big Eye Minnesota scoreboard. Eagles have it. Davis right side. Kicks it back out to Trio. Back over to Davis for three. Good from the right corner. Cole Davis hits the three. He's got 10 now here in the first half for the Eagles. Charger ball on top with it. Eric Sorensen now also in the game for the Chargers. And let's see, Sorensen is a 6'1 junior, so the Chargers do go pretty deep in the bench. They'll play four guys off the bench. Foul was on Davis, his first. Six on the Eagles now. One more to the bonus. And it will be Charger ball inbounding from underneath and a drive left side. Brendan Bendix no good on the shot, but a foul called on Maple River. So he'll go to the line to shoot two, and the first free throw is good. Foul was on Tyler Hines, his second. And Bendix hits the first free throw, second one coming. And the second free throw on the way, good again. So Bendix hits them both. He's got two. 7.5 minutes left to go here in the first half, and it's the Eagles holding on to a two-point lead, 23-21. Pass to Trio, and he is fouled from behind. I believe it was Brow that got him. That is his first and just the second foul on Minnesota Valley Lutheran. So the Eagles inbound. And they go down to the baseline. Burr double-teamed along there. Gets it out, though, for a three by Hines. That's off, no good. And the rebound off for MBL. Pass ahead goes out of bounds on the far side. And now the officials discussing who touched it last. And it will be Maple River ball. Second turnover on the Chargers. So Maple River will inbound on the far side. And Tyler Hines will bring it into the front court. Hines pass to the free throw line and another foul from behind on Trio. They pass it to Trio and they keep hitting him from behind. It was Brow again. And that'll be his second, third foul on MBL. Eagles inbound. Hines has it on top. Goes to the right side. Burr drives into the lane. And we have a whistle. And a foul coming on MBL again. And let's see. This one is on Eric Sorensen. That'll be his first and the fourth on the Chargers. Maple River inbounds. Hines drives the baseline and another foul on MBL. So a lot of fouling going on here all of a sudden. So at the line is Hines. And he makes the first free throw. Second one coming. And that one is good. Hines hits them both. 25-21. Last foul for the Chargers was on Bodie. And that was his first. Charger ball now down by four. 25-21. Here's a baseline drive. And a shot underneath. No good by Bendix. And the rebound off for Maple River. Eagle ball to the corner right side. Back around to Hines. Hines penetrates right up the net lane, drops it to Burr, but that shot blocked by Merseth and out of bounds. Good block there by Luke Merseth underneath. And a shutdown Wyatt Burr on that one. And Maple River will inbound from underneath now. Tyler Hines to put it in play. 6:04 left to go, first half. Eagles lead 25-21. Right inside to Trio. He had a good look in front, but he couldn't get it to go. And the rebound off for MBL. And the Chargers back the other way. Left side now. Schauland has it. Spins in the lane. Nice, nifty move. And he spun around for the left-handed shot off the board. And a two-point lead now for Maple River. Into the front court. Hines has it on top for Burr. Passed around to the left side for Tyler Hines. Dribbles into the lane, shoots, and hits it from in front. 4 points now for Tyler Hines. And the Eagles back up by four. Right side, it's Bendix. Drops it off now for Bodie. Bodie dribbles right side. Hands it off for Gunderson. Back over to Bodie. He'll try a three from the right wing. That's off, no good. And the rebound off for Maple River. Eagle ball into the front court. Trio, Hines around to Davis. Back to Trio. Trio takes it near the free throw line. Dribbles right side. Goes in. And Merseth not having anything to do with that. He blocks that shot and then runs down the rebound in the corner. And here come the Chargers. Out on top. Bodie has it. Drives into the lane. Dishes it off for Merseth. Down underneath and trapped along the line. The baseline, Gunderson gets it off to Schauland. And he goes in for a shot that won't go. Tough one there and some traffic, and he couldn't get it to go. Rebound off for Maple River. 4:20 to go till halftime. On the left side, it is Trio. Burr pops way out on top of the key for it. Drops it to Davis now. Davis drives. Scoop of a layup there that won't go. And the rebound off for the Chargers again. And here they come into the front court. Merseth has it. Just beyond the free throw line. Goes to Schauland down the left wing. Nice lob pass, but help, backside help for Trio. Comes over and shuts that off as they tried to lob it into Gunderson. Down underneath for a shot. Merseth, no good. Rebound off for Maple River. And the Eagles bring it into the front court. Down to 3:36 to go in the first half. Right side. Tyler Hines has it. Urban's back in the game. He takes it for a moment. Now dumps it into Burr. Burr has it stripped away from him, and that'll be the fourth turnover. Chargers on the drive, and the shot good by Schauland. 9 points now for Schauland. And the Eagles lead now down to two. Into the front court. Zach Trio has it. Trio. Down underneath for Burr, and his shot bounces high off the rim and comes off no good. Rebound grabbed by the Chargers, and a drive by Connor Bodie, and he takes it in for the layup. And so now we are tied with 2:44 left to go here in the first half. 27-27, Eagle ball right side. Davis over to Urban. Left corner now for Hines back on top. Davis will try the three. It rims out. No good. Chargers can take the lead with a bucket here. Bodie into the front court. Drives, dishes to Merseth. Merseth on the baseline right side. Burr guarding him, and he traveled. And that'll be the third turnover on Minnesota Valley Lutheran. And the Eagles get it back. Some substitutions, 2:18 left to go in the first half. We're tied at 27. Eagles built a 12-2 lead early, jumped out to a 10-point lead, but MBL came roaring back on a 9-0 run, cut it to 1, and they finally tied it a little bit ago. Here's a drive by Bergman up the lane, and his shot won't go. And the Eagles have gone cold on everything here. Chargers back the other way now. Right side, Sorensen. Back out on top, Gunderson has it. Gunderson on the right side, just outside the lane. Dishes it off and shot up. Good by Blake Sexton. First two for him. And the Chargers now have taken the lead, 29-27, a minute 46 to go first half. And that one in the backcourt, Bergman is fouled. Or not. No foul, I guess. Just knocked out of bounds by Minnesota Valley Lutheran. And so the Eagles will inbound again. MPL putting on some backcourt pressure here with a minute 43 left to go till halftime. Into Hines. Hines picked up his dribble in a bit of trouble. Now gets it off, and finally Trio dribbles it across the line to Davis, right corner for a three, and it's off, no good. Rebound Chargers. They press it ahead into the front court. Drive underneath. Shot up, no good by Sorensen, and the rebound goes to Maple River. Pass ahead to Trio, right corner. Davis open again, and he misses again from the right corner. And Davis has gone a little cold here as the Chargers have it back and head back up the other way. Left side, Shouland on top, Gunderson back over. Left side now, Sorensen. Sorensen to Shouland on the left wing, back to Sorensen. Oh, and his pass back to Shouland out on the wing goes out of bounds. And that'll be the fourth MBL turnover with 51 seconds left in the first half. 29-27. Chargers lead. They were down by 10 early. They now lead by 2. Eagle ball, left side, Bergman. Dumps it in the lane. Burr works his way in, and he missed the shot again, and the Eagles can't get anything to go now. Bodie into the front court, pulls up, shoots from near the free throw line. He missed it, no good. Rebound off for the Eagles, 30 seconds to go in the half. Hines into the front court. He'll stand out on top. Hines. They're going to run her down for one shot, it looks like here, as Hines stands and dribbles out near half court. Down to 10 seconds to go. Hines goes now, drives up the left side, and he lays it up and in. Nobody picked him up, but he just took it in himself for the layup. Tied up at 29 now, and a shot blocked underneath. And that's going to do it for the first half, and that's the way the first half's going to end. We're all tied at 29. Maple River and Minnesota Valley Lutheran halftime report coming up in a moment.
When you're a farmer, tomorrow always brings a new challenge. Unexpected weather, invasive pests, volatile markets, the list goes on. But with the enhanced Channel Seed Brand's top-performing products, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can rise to all of them. Contact your local Channel Seed team of South Central Minnesota in Medelia, Fairmont, Wells, Delavan, or Mapleton to learn more about the enhanced Channel Seed Brand.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Hi, this is Melissa, the flooring expert at Nordis American Homes. We have the flooring solution for your home and family. We carry all design styles for several flooring collections. Carpet, ceramic tile, hardwood, luxury vinyl plank, tile, and don't forget several in-stock options. Professional installation through independent contractors also available. Visit our flooring store, Nordis American Homes, Highway 22, Minnesota Lake, nordishomes.com. Follow us on Facebook, Pinterest, and Instagram.
If you're looking to update your kitchen or bathroom, KS Designs of Mapleton is here to help. Kyle Seberg and John Frana can create the perfect custom design for you. They're available to measure projects or meet at the showroom anytime, including evenings and weekends. The KS Designs showroom has several displays of cabinetry for kitchens and baths, plus vanities, countertops, and more. Take home samples and see how your project will look with computer-generated drawings. Call 507-317-5714 for an appointment today with KS Designs of Mapleton.
Back here at Minnesota Valley Lutheran, time for our Hodges Halftime Report. It's being brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency. See Lee Hodges for all your insurance needs. Well, the Eagles jumped out to a very nice start at the beginning of this game. They went to a 12-2 lead, had a 10-point lead. Minnesota Valley Lutheran had a 9-0 run to pull within one, and they kept hanging in there and finally actually took the lead with a couple minutes to go in the half, and we end up tied here at halftime. We'll take a look at the first half numbers after this from Hodges Insurance.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right play. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
Well, numbers from the first half. Maple River led by Cole Davis with 10 points, 6 for Tyler Hines, 6 for Wyatt Burr, 2 for Zach Trio, 3 for Avery Bergman, and 2 for Carson Healy for their total of 29. Minnesota Valley Lutheran led by Ethan Shaulin with 9, 8 for Owen Burkholz, 6 for Pearson Brow, and 2 for Blake Sexton, 2 for Connor Bodie, and 2 for Brennan Bendix for their total of 29. Eagles were 12 of 30 in the first half in the shooting, and so they end up with a 40% clip, 2-2 of the line. And for Minnesota Valley Lutheran, 10 of 25, also 40%. And so pretty even. Both had four turnovers, and gosh, the score is even too, 29-29 at the half. And there you go, your halftime report, again brought to you by the Hodges Insurance Agency. See Lee Hodges. Call him at 893-3195 for your insurance needs. Back with more at the half in a moment.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com. Bash CRT Insurance Agency is proud to support Maple River activities and their students. They provide insurance services for the Maple River area and beyond, including auto, home, life, health, and specializing in crop insurance and farm property coverage. Call Jeff, Derek, or Nathan Moore to compare your existing coverage today. Bash CRT Insurance Agency, with offices located in Amboy and Mapleton.
Back here in at Minnesota Valley Lutheran, tied at 29 at halftime. Eric Ward joining us, Maple River assistant coach. And, well, that's a up and down. That's a fast-paced game going out there, isn't it, Eric?
Yeah, like you said, I think that's the way they want to play. They want to get us out of our comfort zone, and we can play that way, but we would actually prefer to slow down and run our stuff through Wyatt and Cole. And we got to play at our speed, not theirs.
So what do you do to try to slow the pace down here?
Besides tell them to slow down, I don't know. I mean,
they're taking shots too fast, maybe, is
yes.
One thing, I guess.
I mean, there's not a lot of halves that Cole misses that many threes, and it's going to be rushing it. Everybody's in a hurry. We just got to slow down and relax.
All right. Defensively against them, what do you got? Any adjustments there?
We just got to make sure we have our matchups. We've been scrambling down here on the defensive end, and then everybody's running, and then – you know, it's a scramble to hold possession then. We know what we got. We're in help side. We should be fine.
Sure started out nice, though. You jumped out to a 10-point lead. But, boy, when they play that fast, they can erase that in a hurry, can't they?
Yeah, and then that lefty hit a couple threes, and, you know, they're right back in it. And the momentum shifts, and we just got to make sure when we get it back, we keep it.
All right, good luck in the second half. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Randy.
You bet. Eric Ward there, and we'll take another break. Back with more at the half here from Minnesota Valley Lutheran in a moment.
Area farmers, are you looking for agronomy solutions that enhance your bottom line? Look no further than your Stateline Cooperative agronomy team. At Stateline Co-op, we know your farm success depends on smart planning, reliable support, and expert advice. Our team of trusted advisors is ready to help with customized recommendations to maximize your yields and protect your bottom line. Give your local Stateline Co-op agronomist a call today to find out what the Stateline Advantage is all about. Stateline Cooperative, real people, real pride.
Kilty's Market in Mapleton is your full-service grocery store, including carry-out service. Check out the meat department featuring certified Angus brand beef and Hormel brand pork. Plus, Kilty's Market is known for their delicious recipe smokehouse products with several flavors of cooked brats, Polish sausage, beef sticks, and much more. Whether it's snacks like pizza or chips or fresh produce, you'll find it at Kilty's. They even have a large selection of greeting cards, and they keep adding new items every day. If they don't have it, just ask and they'll get it. That's Kilty's Market in Mapleton. Caduce Tire of Mapleton provides quality tires and service. They have light truck, semi, and agricultural tires and service on the farm. Caduce Tire is a proud supporter of the Maple River Schools, its students, academics, and athletics, and would like to say good luck to the Maple River Eagles. TS Construction of Easton has been providing quality construction work since 2010. Todd has over 20 years of experience and can get the job done for you. TS Construction can handle anything from remodels, siding and windows, to new construction, including houses and shop house combinations. For your next home improvement project, call Todd Sonic at 507-327-7923. Good luck to all the athletes in today's game from TS Construction of Easton.
Back here at Minnesota Valley Lutheran, halftime. We're just about ready to start the second half, 29-29. We are all tied up. Our schedule coming up here in the next week. We're pretty busy again. On Monday, it's girls basketball, Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Martin Luther Truman at Blue Earth Area. And then Tuesday, more girls basketball, USC at Waterville, Elysian, Morristown. And we do have wrestling next Thursday as Blue Earth Area will wrestle Martin County, the Red Bulls. We're going to do that match as part of a quadrangular. And next Maple River broadcast is against Blue Earth Area next Friday. That one will be over on AM 1560 a week from tonight. Second half coming up in this one after this timeout.
Like it or not, winter is now here. Keep your family warm with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Weaver's has a full selection of snow boots in stock to keep your feet warm while out in the cold. You'll also find warm socks, stocking caps, gloves, and so much more. A great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at UHD.org. UHD, committed to care. Committed to you.
Back here at Minnesota Valley Lutheran, 29-29, all tied up. And another half to go. Chargers will get the ball first to start the second half. Bodie has it on top. Over to the left side for Shauland. Shauland down in the lane. Drive up the middle, and the shot no good by Sexton, and the rebound off for Maple River. Davis has it right side on top. Quickly reversed around. Bergman drives left baseline, and his shot bounces twice on the rim. Comes off no good. Trio with the rebound. Saved it out to Burrs. had to try to save it on the baseline. It goes to MBL and back to the other end. Connor Bodie takes it in for a layup. 4 points now for Connor Bodie. And the Eagles have it. Back the other way, left side. Here's a three-point try. Davis misses again. Oh, boy. Cole Davis, not seen him shoot this poorly on the threes as he has here tonight. He's having an off night for sure. And here come the Chargers now. Drive in the lane by Bendix, and it's knocked away from him. Goes out of bounds. Will stay MBL ball. So the Chargers will inbound from underneath. And lobbed out on top. Bodie has it. Gets it around to the left side. Here's a three-point try, and it is no good by Bendix. That ball weirdly bounced out of the rim way high, and it almost went back down in again. And the Eagles back the other way now. Left side. Bergman has it. Dumps it inside. Oh, and Trio shot blocked again. Merseth's got a bunch of blocks here tonight. Bodie drives into the lane, and a whistle foul called on Maple River. And the foul, I believe, was on Bergman. Let's see. Nope, it's on Hines, his third. First on Maple River, and Bodie to the line to shoot two. And the first free throw on the way is short, no good. Bodie has 4 points here tonight so far for Minnesota Valley Lutheran. Chargers lead by two, 16-27 to go in the game, and Bodie makes the second one. So 5 points for him, 32-29, Chargers by three. Eagle ball into the front court. Tyler Hines brings it up. Looking left side. Now they dump it into Burr underneath. He powers up, but he's defended by Merseth. Rebound out. Three-pointer. Bergman no good. Davis on the follow no good. Burr finally follows and gets it for the Eagles on the fourth try there. 8 points now for Wyatt Burr. And the Chargers back the other way. Here's a drive up the right side. No good. Sexton shot. Rebound Maple River. Eagles can take the lead back again with a bucket here. Davis right side. Round to Bergman. Dumped down inside. Trio lost it for a minute but gets it back out. Bergman drives in, and a charging foul is called on Bergman. So Bergman picks up his second foul. Fifth turnover on Maple River. And the Chargers get it back with their one-point lead, 32-31, 15 and a half minutes left to go in this ball game as Bodie brings it into the front court. Near the free throw line, Merseth takes the pass there, now goes to Bodie in the corner. Bodie dribbles back out, off for Shaolin now. Shaolin to Bodie, right side Merseth. And Merseth back out now to Sexton, who penetrates the lane, and a whistle, a foul on Maple River once again. This time I think they did get Bergman. That is his third. And the third team foul on Maple River this half. Chargers inbound underneath. Sexton on the baseline. And he kicks it back out. Now back to him left wing on top. Shaolin has it. Off to Bodie. Now Merseth open for a shot. Two-pointer from the left wing. Comes off no good, and it's knocked off of MBL underneath. And Maple River will get the ball. Still down by one. 32-31 on the Big Eye Minnesota scoreboard as the Chargers have the lead over the Eagles. And Tyler Hines will bring it up for Maple River. Hines into the front court, goes right side. Trio into the lane to Burr. Nice move around Merseth that time for a layup. 10 points now for Wyatt Burr. Back the other way come the Chargers. Bodie drives, lost it, had to kick it back out, but he throws it away to Bergman. Here comes the Eagles now. Trio right side into Davis. Spinning shot is off, no good. And Cole Davis just can't find the bottom of the net here tonight. Here's the Chargers back the other way. Right side, Bendix dribbles all the way around, dumps it underneath, and the shot good by Schauland. 11 now for Ethan Schauland, 34-33. Chargers back up by one. Now we have a seesaw battle going, 13:52 left to go in the game. Right side, driving the baseline is Hines. Back out on top, Davis off to Burr. He drives into the lane, layup is off, no good by Burr. Driving hard against Merseth there, but he couldn't get the bucket to go. Those two are having quite a battle down on the post. And here comes a drive up the lane, and shot missed. Follow, no good. That was Bendix first. Merseth got a follow on it, but missed it. And the rebound off for Maple River. Chargers still by one, 13-12 left to go in the game. Burr pops out, top of the key, takes the pass there, off to Davis now. Davis around, Bergman for three, good from the left wing. Avery Bergman hits the three, and he's got 6 points for the Eagles. And back the other way we go. Right side, Merseth out just beyond the lane. Now dribbles into the lane, going up against Burr. Burr gets a piece of that shot, and Maple River comes down with it. Eagles lead by two now, 36-34 on the Big Eye Minnesota scoreboard. To the left corner, Bergman open and hits another three. And will it count, though? There was a whistle, a foul offensive. Their basket counts. But there was an offensive foul called on Davis. That's his second and the fourth team foul. But Bergman's three-pointer is good. He's got 9 points, and the Eagles lead by five now. 39-34. 12 and a half minutes left to go in the game. Into the front court, Bendix has it. Drops it off now for Pearson Brow, who checked in around to the left side. For Owen Burkholz. Burkholz sparked him with a couple of threes in that comeback 9-0 run that erased a 10-point deficit back in the first half. Here's a 2-point shot, right side, no good by Sexton. Rebound off for Maple River. Eagles ahead, Bergman left side. He's been hot, but he doesn't take the three. Goes into Burr. Burr stripped as he goes up with it by Bendix, and he comes away with it, but his pass is tipped away, and the Eagles get it back. And so the two teams exchanging turnovers there. 39-34 on the Big Eye Minnesota scoreboard. Maple River still leads, and a nice drive up the right side of the lane. And Tyler Hines with 8 points now on that drive, and a timeout. MBL, 11:29 to go in the game. Eagles lead the Chargers 41-34. Back in a minute.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
The Maple River Basketball Association wishes the Eagles good luck in today's game. They support Maple River basketball in grades K through 12 with fundraisers to help athletes compete at the highest level. Money raised is used to fund youth camps and tournaments, uniforms for all levels, practice gear, summer league basketball, and more. And you can help by supporting these fundraisers, including the golf tournament held every June. Contact Eric Ward to find out more or to become involved with the Maple River Basketball Association.
Back here at MBL, 41-34, Eagles have the lead. Charger ball passed down to Brow on the baseline, tipped away by Maple River. Charger ball still underneath. So the Eagles have built a 7-point lead here again. Oh, inbounds pass thrown away by the Chargers. Tried to go right underneath, but Davis comes away with that one. Off on top, Hines over to Davis. Three-point try. Good. Finally, Cole hits one from the right corner. And he's got 13 in the game now. And the Chargers back the other way, and the Eagles have built a 10-point lead now. Had that once early in the game. Chargers down underneath and trying to scoop underneath Burr for a shot with Sexton, but he can't get that one to go, and the rebound off for Maple River. Tyler Hines will bring it into the front court. Hines out on top, looking left side, gets it to the elbow left side there for Trio. Davis back to Trio. He'll try a three, and he hits it from the left side, and now the Eagles warming up a bit. Trio with 5 points, and it's now a 47-34 lead. And we had a whistle at the other end and a foul called on Burr. That's his first and the fifth on Maple River. Chargers inbound from underneath. It was not a shooting foul. Dumped down, nice little shovel pass underneath, but the shot blocked, taken by Trace Gunderson. Rebound Eagles. Back the other way. Bergman for three. Left wing, it's short, no good. Rebound Chargers. Up on the far side, Bodie trying to cross-court pass over to Gunderson, tipped away by Wyatt Burr. So 47-34, Eagles lead the Chargers. And the Chargers have it down inside. Brow, a little fadeaway shot in and out, no good. And the rebound off for Maple River. Hines will bring it up. Hines out on top, watched there by Bodie, and gets it off to Trio, who is fouled by Owen Burkholz. That is the first foul for the Chargers here this half. Eagles inbound on the far sideline. Inbounded to Burr. Burr out on top. And he's quickly double-teamed out there and now tied up by Bodie, and a jump ball is called. And the possession arrow goes to Maple River. And Bergman will inbound on the far sideline. Bergman looking, and he gets it in to Trio. Trio hands it off now to Tyler Hines, elbow right side. Burr takes a few dribbles, passes over to Trio. He drives into the lane, shot up good by Trio, and a foul called. And Trio's going to get a three-point opportunity as he's fouled on the play. Burkholz got him. That is his second foul, I believe. Yep. And so Trio now with a chance at the three-point play. And that one on the way is no good. He missed the free throw. And the rebound off for Minnesota Valley Lutheran. Out on top, Gunderson has it. 49-34. Eagles have opened up a 15-point lead now after everything being so close after the very beginning. And now another bad turnover by the Chargers. And Maple River steals it back. Trio has it on the left side. Drives into the lane. Now pulls back. Did not take the shot. Kicks it back out to Bergman. And that one, now, I don't know if that was a shot or he was just trying to lob it over to Burr, but it's tipped out of bounds by Minnesota Valley Lutheran. And so the Eagles will inbound from underneath. We have a timeout. 8:45 left to go in the game. Maple River leading MVL 49-34. Back in a moment.
If you're planning a construction project, call BMB Construction in Good Thunder. They specialize in residential construction and renovation and offer free consultation and estimates. They'll make sure your project is quality built and designed to meet your needs. BMB Construction has been building homes in the Maple River area and surrounding communities since 1999. Whether it's a new custom home or an addition to your existing home, call 507-278-3609 for BMB Construction of Good Thunder. Get the most out of your vehicle with full-service maintenance, tires, and repairs from D&K Tire Service. They're your complete tire headquarters for passenger tires to farm tires, including on-the-farm service, and they sell all major brands. Regular maintenance is one of the most important things you can do to extend the life of your vehicle. And at D&K Tire Service, they'll help you keep your equipment running smoothly. Call for your appointment today at D&K Tire Service of Amboy, Lake Crystal, and Truman.
Back here at Minnesota Valley Lutheran, 8:45 left to go in the game, 49-34. Maple River has really stymied the Chargers here in the last 3 or 4 minutes of this game. It was close. Tied at halftime, close for the first part of this second half, but the Eagles have built a methodical 15-point lead, and they've warmed up in the shooting. Davis now finally getting some shots to fall. Another three from the right side, 16 for Davis now. Charger ball, back left corner, three-point shot, put up no good by Bodie. And just the opposite for MBL. They've gone cold here. And Maple River will get the rebound here. Hines ahead to Bergman, and a whistle, foul called on MBL. And this one will be on Shaolin. That is his first and the third foul on the Chargers. Inbounded now to Hines. He'll bring it up for the Eagles. 8 minutes left to go in the game. Hines to Bergman, now swatted away by Shaolin. He'll take it the other way. Oh, he missed the layup at the other end. And on the rebound, it is a foul on Minnesota Valley Lutheran. And it's going to be on Burkholz, his third. Fourth on the Chargers. And Minnesota Valley Lutheran will put it in play in the back, or Maple River will put it in play in the backcourt. 7:52 left to go. And a long lob to half court stolen by Bodie, so they get the steal with some backcourt pressure. Shaolin right side to Bodie left wing. He'll drive into the lane. Bounce pass to Merseth underneath. Reverse layup won't go. Rebound put back. No good by Sorensen, and the rebound to Maple River. Eric Sorensen came in just a bit ago during a break. He's back in for the Chargers. 52-34. Maple River could go up by 20 with a bucket here. Down underneath for Davis, right corner, three-pointer. Good again by Davis. And after such a long cold stretch, he has really warmed up. 19 now for Davis, and the Eagles are up by 21 all of a sudden. How did this happen? 55-34, the score on the Big Eye Minnesota scoreboard. And out on top, here's a drive in the lane, shot up, no good by Burkholz, and the rebound off for Maple River again, and the Chargers having a tough time trying to get her down through the hoop here for a pretty good stretch here. Stuck on 34, 6:38 left to go in the game. Trio on top. Bounce pass down inside Burr, and a whistle, foul called on MBL down in the block. And it will be on Connor Bodie, I think. Yep, that'll be his second. And the fifth team foul on the Chargers was not a shooting foul, so the Eagles will inbound from underneath on top. They go to Burr, dumped down underneath, and stripped going up with it is Trio, stolen away, and here come the Chargers back the other way. It's Burkholz into the front court, left wing, three-point try, no good by Bendix. And the rebound off for Maple River. 6:12 left to go in this one. And Trio, or Hines rather, across the line, around to Bergman. Bergman, left side. Dribbles back around, drives into the lane, lost the handle on it. Chargers back the other way, ahead to Bendix. He'll take it in, layup good. Nice drive there by Brennan Bendix, and he has four in the game. And full court pressure now put on by MBL as the Eagles inbound. Trio dribbles in between a couple defenders into the front court. Davis open for another three, and he hits it again from the right side. Davis now, four threes this half, two in the first half. He's got six threes now and 22 points for the Eagles. And Charger ball back the other way. Bendix off for Shaolin. He drives baseline and a charging foul called on Shaolin on that one. Second on him and the sixth turnover on Minnesota Valley Lutheran, and Maple River will get it back. 58-36, Eagles lead, 5:20 left to go on the Big Eye Minnesota scoreboard. And the Eagles inbound from underneath. Backcourt. Trio across the line for Maple River. Around to the right corner. Davis for another three, and he hits it again. And now he's just on fire. 25 points now for Davis, and a little dunk there at the other end by Brow, who got loose behind the defense on the baseline. 8 points for Pearson. Maple River back the other way. Burr into the lane. Leaves it now for Hines. Right corner. Davis, three-pointer. He got it again. Oh, my God. Davis is just going wild here. 28 points now for Cole Davis. 18 of them here in the second half. And he's made almost every three he's taken this half. There's a three from the left corner. Good by Owen Burkholz for MVL, and they're raining in from all over the place now. And we get to the half-court line. And a whistle. And some substitutions. We had a foul out there on Bendix, I believe. That's his first. And that is seven on the Chargers. Timeout, 4:23 to go. Maple River leads 64-41. Back in a moment.
Vernon Center Lumber is your Pella Windows and Doors dealer. They can provide your building materials and supplies. And besides Pella Windows and Doors, Vernon Center Lumber has pole barns, Cambria countertops, plus they do new homes and remodels, and free delivery and design help too, plus much, much more. Calvin invites you to stop in to Vernon Center Lumber on Main Street in downtown Vernon Center.
Revocable Living Trust, Healthcare Directive, Power of Attorney. The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson work with these and other estate planning tools that can be used to benefit you. The attorneys are available to help you establish your estate planning priorities and then use the tools that will create and implement your estate plan. Contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
New Way K&H Cooperative offers Senex Superlube TMS, the parasynthetic diesel engine oil built for hardworking equipment. Superlube TMS delivers superior sludge protection, extended oil life, and durability to keep your engines running strong in the toughest conditions. Right now, during the New Way K&H Cooperative Winter Oil Tote Sale, save 40% on Gravity Totes, plus great deals on Senex Oil and Grease. Buy 100 gallons and get a $50 Visa gift card. Call New Way K&H Cooperative or visit newway-k&h.com today.
Bergman at the free throw line missed it, and the Eagles grab the rebound, and Trio slips underneath for another layup. And it's 66-41 now on the Big Eye Minnesota scoreboard. Chargers down underneath, shot up. Sexton had a tough shot in traffic there. It's off, no good. Rebound to Maple River. Hines takes it past the pressure, and he had nothing but the empty floor all the way to the basket and takes it in for the layup. 10 points now for Tyler Hines, and the Eagles turning this one into a laugher. They're up 68-41 now with 3:47 to go, and another foul at the other end on Maple River. And we're going to get another timeout here with 3:47 left to go in the game. 68-41. Maple River leads. Back in a moment.
At the Soda Group, True Real Estate, we're committed to providing our clients with the best possible experience in any real estate transaction. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, see me, team leader Tara Garbus, or any of the Soda Group, including Amy, Kaylee, Jen, Megan, and Kaylee. If you have any questions about your real estate needs, call 507-327-6370 to make an appointment or check out any of our Facebook pages. The Soda Group, True Real Estate. Your hometown real estate professionals serving all of southern Minnesota.
When you're a farmer, tomorrow always brings a new challenge. Unexpected weather, invasive pests, volatile markets, the list goes on. But with the enhanced Channel Seed Brand's top-performing products, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can rise to all of them. Contact your local Channel Seed team of South Central Minnesota in Medelia, Fairmont, Wells, Delavan, or Mapleton to learn more about the enhanced Channel Seed Brand.
3:47 left to go. The Eagles really have blown open this one here in the second half. They lead it 68-41 on the Big Eye Minnesota scoreboard. Chargers inbounding from underneath. And they get it on top. Burkholz. And a pass back to the top is stolen away. Trio gets it. And the Eagles getting in the passing lanes, making some steals here. Now another drive. Hines shot blocked, but a foul called on MBL. And let's see here. The foul will be on Brow. That's his third. And a 1-1 here. Well, this will be 2, I think, for Tyler Hines. First free throw on the way. No good. Hines with 10 points here for Maple River tonight. The story, Cole Davis, though, who couldn't hit the broadside of a barn in the first half. He did make 2 threes along the way there, but he took a bunch of them, and he didn't make hardly anything in the first half. And then it got good to him, and he he started making everything in the second half. He has 8 threes. Or no, wait a minute here. 6 threes this half, 2 in the first half, 8 threes for Davis. He has a 28-point night going here. Here's a 3-pointer. Good by Carson Urban from the left side after a missed free throw there by Trio. Or by Hines, rather. Chargers back the other way now. And a 3-point shot. Good by Brow from the right wing. Pearson Brow hits the three. He has 11 off the bench here for the Chargers tonight. And Maple River ball back the other way. Hines brings it up. 2:54 left to go in the game. And right side, 3-point shot. Good by Davis again. Davis hits another one. 31 now for Davis. And back the other way, the Chargers drive into the lane there by Burkholz, tried to dish it off. It's covered up, but Brow gets it back and hits it in the lane. 13 now for Pearson Brow. 74-46, Maple River leads on the Big Eye Minnesota scoreboard. We're down to 2:17 to go. Davis going to take another three, and he hits it again. And he just cannot miss now, and a timeout called with 2:13 left to go, and it's 77-46, Eagles lead. Back in a minute.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Well, Cole Davis has 34 points tonight. He hasn't missed a three for I don't know how long. 10 threes for Davis here tonight. That's got to be something close to a record for Maple River, doesn't it? Charger ball back the other way. They work it inside, and Pearson Brow gets another bucket, and he's had all the points as of late here for the Chargers. Eagle ball down to 1:50 to go. Whole new group in here for Maple River. And we'll pick it up here with the new faces on the floor. Caleb Thompson's out there, 5'10 junior. In now to Augie Yonke, the 6'5 freshman. Down underneath, shot there, Hayden Fox, no good. And the rebound tipped out by MBL, and the Eagles will inbound from underneath. Caleb Thompson will put it in play. Inbounded to the left side. Carson Urban drives, shoots, got it. And Carson with 5 points off the bench here for the Eagles tonight. Charger ball back the other way. Burkholz drives into the lane, dishes to the left corner. Now Wyatt Fike in the game for the Chargers now, 6'1 junior. And a foul called on Maple River at the other end. That one is going to be on Caleb Thompson, his first. And it puts Brow at the free throw line for the Chargers. First free throw is off, no good. And the second free throw coming from Brow with 1:11 left to go. And he makes that one. So 1 for 2 from the line for Brow. 79-49, Eagles lead. Coming up on a minute left to go in the game. And a whistle double dribble on Hayden Fox over on the left side. So Fox turns it over. And the Chargers have it back. Burkholz into the front court. And he's fouled out near the free throw line. And free throws coming for him. Urban, I think, got him. Nope. Hayden Fox got him. So here's Burkholz to the line. And the first free throw, front end of a 1-1, no good. Chargers trying to get the rebound, and it went off of Caleb Thompson along the baseline there. And so MBL will inbound from underneath with 53 seconds to go. More substitutions. Marley Forrestal-Bartel in there, a 5'7 sophomore now for Maple River. And Landon Gartner, a freshman in there as well. Here's a drive in front, shot up, no good by Fike. Back out, three-pointer, good. And that was, I believe, Buchholz on the three-pointer there. 14 for him on the night. Eagles back the other way, 30 seconds left to go in the game. 79-52, Eagles lead on the Big Eye Minnesota scoreboard, and they work it down underneath for Augie Yonke, and he gets a bucket. And he's fouled on the play, a chance for a three-point play for Yonke here for the Eagles. And the free throw is good. He makes good on the three-point play. That foul was called on Micah Horak for MBL, who's in the game now. Here's a three-pointer from the top. Rims out for Burkholz again. And the rebound to Maple River. Down to 10 seconds to go. Thompson's going to stop and dribble at half court. And this game's going to be over. And what was really a close game for almost a half and a half turns out to be pretty lopsided here tonight. 82-52, the final score. Maple River downing Minnesota Valley Lutheran here this evening. And we'll come back to wrap things up in just a moment.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Your hometown lumberyard, Nordis American Homes in Minnesota Lake. When building a new home or tackling a renovation or building project, Nordis is the place for you. We carry high-quality lumber and materials ready for any project. Give us a call at 800-658-7076 or stop by and visit with our team. Nordis American Homes, Highway 22, Minnesota Lake. Start your next project with Nordis.
Nordis American Homes. Living.
If you're looking to update your kitchen or bathroom, KS Designs of Mapleton is here to help. Kyle Seberg and John Frana can create the perfect custom design for you. They're available to measure projects or meet at the showroom anytime, including evenings and weekends. The KS Designs showroom has several displays of cabinetry for kitchens and baths, plus vanities, countertops, and more. Take home samples and see how your project will look with computer-generated drawings. Call 507-317-5714 for an appointment today with KS Designs of Mapleton. If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000 or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Back here at Minnesota Valley Lutheran as we wrap it up here this evening. Maple River, a very good second half, and they win it 82-52, the final score. I got to think about that for a second here. So how many points was it they scored in the second half? 53. Wow. And that was largely because Cole Davis all of a sudden was feeling it. And, I mean, he was feeling it. He didn't miss a three for, I don't know. I got a very curious to see. I mean, because he missed a lot in the first half. And then he didn't miss anything in the second half. Davis with 10 threes on the night and finishes with 34 points for Maple River here this evening. So quite an outing there and quite a contrast. Talk about going from cold to hot. That was Cole Davis here tonight. All right, so the scoring. Davis leads the way with 34, 10 for Wyatt Burr, 10 for Tyler Hines, 9 for Zach Trio, 9 for Avery Bergeman. Off the bench, Carson Urban, 5-3 for Augie Yonke and 2 for Carson Healy for their total of 82. Minnesota Valley Lutheran, led by Pearson Brow, came off the bench to score 16. Also, the bench player Owen Burkholz with 14, 11 for Ethan Shaoland, 5 for Connor Bodie, 4 for Brendan Bendix, and 2 for Blake Sexton for their total of 52. So MVL falls to 5-5 on the season, and Maple River raises their record to 7-4. And so that will do it for tonight. The B game tonight, Maple River won that over MVL as well by a score of 51-40. So your final score, Maple River 82, Minnesota Valley Lutheran 52. It was tied at 29 at halftime. Maple River with 53 second-half points to roll to a 30-point victory here tonight. 82-52, the final. That'll do it for our broadcast tonight. And thanks to Reese Penske back at the studios, manning the controls here tonight. I'm Randy Allen. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you again next week with more sports here on 98 Country.
You've been listening to Maple River Basketball here on KBEW. Today's game has been brought to you by M&M Insurance of Mapleton and Wells, the United Hospital District, TS Construction of Easton, Channel Seed of South Central Minnesota, the Maple River Boys Basketball Association, KS Designs of Mapleton, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, the Soda Group, True Real Estate serving Southern Minnesota, Nordis American Homes of Minnesota Lake, Stateline Cooperative, Elizabeth's Chevrolet of Truman, Kilty's Market of Mapleton, Caduce Tire of Mapleton, Newway K&H Cooperative, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, BMB Construction of Good Thunder, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Bash CRT Insurance of Amboy and Mapleton, Greg Heine, your Pioneer dealer of Delavan, D&K Tire Service of Amboy, Lake Crystal and Truman, and by Vernon Center Lumber. Maple River Basketball is a presentation of KBW Sports.
Baby girl, you out your mind, you way too good for me. Thinking about the day we met, you could've just ignored me. Here I am, laying next to you, looking extra cute in the morning. Looking back all through the past, everything before you was boring. You're the type people wishing they sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna wash up on an island with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls in magazines. You're still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you? Asking questions for you, get a bandy. What's some more than beautiful as you? Do it, wake it up with someone like me. Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I just stop asking questions for you, get a bandy. Now someone as beautiful as you could just fall out of the blue. When you're walking around in my sweater, girl, there's no better view. Spend the rest of forever just treasuring you. Oh, I follow you wherever, and you know that's the truth, yeah. You're the type people wishing they sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna spend like every second with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls up on the screen. Still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you? Asking questions for you, get a bandy.
Real Country Now.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? It is your boy Jelly Roll.
I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
A long live cowgirl, never gonna settle on down, girl.
She loves that song, that sums her up about right. Try your hand, tip the band, and that girl just might let you pull her close underneath those neon lights. She'll ring more than Friday night. Skin on your soles, your heart will pay the price. You can see it in her eyes.
Don't think that she does it, cause she knows what she's doing. She'll burn you like a bourbon in the bottle she's shooting. She's a cowboy killer, that's a cold.
Yeah.
Matt Stell. It's called Breaking in Boots. Let's check some entertainment history for the 10th of January. When it comes to our favorite television shows, The Sopranos, it made its debut on HBO the 10th of January, 1999. That's entertainment history.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. That's 800-917-8730.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
like hearing songs that I know,
you'll love us.
Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to, and you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands tending to on this heart of mine, makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home in a 4x4 by you. Parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on the tailgate, feet on the dashboard, oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me, ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Yeah.
checking account to the plumber that came today. You're just another house at the airport ticket counter. You're just another fare at the beauty shop at the mall. Well, you're just another head of hair. Well, that's all right. That's okay. If you don't feel important, honey, all I got to say is to the world, you may be just another girl, but to me, baby, you are the world. To the waiter at the restaurant, another tip. To the guy at the ice cream shop, you're just another dip. When you can't get reservations, 'cause you don't have the clout, or you didn't get an invitation, 'cause somebody left you out. That's alright, that's okay. When you don't feel important, honey, all I got to say is to the just another girl, but to me, baby, you are the world. You think you're one of millions, but you're one in a million of me. When you wonder if you matter, baby, look into my eyes and tell me, can't you see?
Highway 169 and Interstate 90 with today's country, 98 Country.
Hey. Hey. I wonder if Jack and Diane ever made it after the drums and the guitars all faded. Was the best they could do good enough, or did the heartland just swallow them up? How did my mom and my dad ever do it if there were struggles and we never knew it? I guess they had each other and that was enough. You know you can't keep the ground from shaking, no matter how hard you try. You can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, 'cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. Like there's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. What am I gonna tell my kids when they see all of this that goes down on TV? When the whole world is down on its luck, I gotta make sure they keep their chin up. Cry when it hurts, laugh when it's funny. Chase after the dream, don't chase after the money. And no, we got each other, that's what's up. 'Cause you can't keep the ground from shaking, no matter how hard you try. You can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, 'cause the whole thing's really
There's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. Such thing as a broken heart. Cause you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. There's no such thing as a broken heart.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days and losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. In my head, some days it ain't all bad, some days it all gets worse, some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life, but God knows it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright.
Garlic's Water Conditioning Studio. This is KBEW-FM, Blue Earth, Fairmont.
The only station that matters.
We're breaking in. Freeze with New Country.
98 Country.
Town meant to be my
My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, love you, miss you, mean it, boy, I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then I'll be counting down the minutes, I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it, love you, miss you, mean it, baby. Got longer between the calls, and I couldn't help but wonder what happened to my little love. You wish you mean it, girl. I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then, I'll be counting down the minutes. I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need.
He's a bad boy, making him a real good man. Tim McGraw sounding good. Hello, my name is John Glenn. Welcome to the weekend. Now, I don't mean to be mean when I say I hope you get lost this weekend. I hope you get lost and find some beautiful places. Dylan Scott after John.
Sun's gone down since you got gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone. All tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy.